I've been told, Louise, that it'll age breast people back to when they were 28 and 29.
That sounds amazing.
And then you could have another family or several.
You can create your own med beds, you know.
Really?
Yeah. If you sleep in a pyramid, it's been known to place it with loads of crystals in your pyramid.
Really?
You know, if you wake like a wigwam over your bed or something, you could create it and put loads of crystals, and you could crystals on your bed or next to your bed. It's creating that energy.
Really? Wow. Interesting.
Because when you go, you sleep into a triangle, it does something to heal you.
Wow. Fantastic. Wow. I've got a Nubian pyramid next to where I sleep. And maybe I should put it over the bed itself rather than next to it.
You've got a what, sorry?
It's a Nubian pyramid.
Wow.
It's a pyramid. It's there's four copper pipes. And I've got crystals in it, big crystal balls. But I could fix it so it's over the bed too.
You need it over your bed.
I see. Interesting. Okay.
There is something that I was watching about it's an ancient sort of healing technique where our ancient ancestors went into these pyramids and they healed. And I was watching somewhere where somebody put a glass of water in this pyramid and it had a miracle effect, this water.
Really? Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I've been told that too. Mm-hmm. It makes fourth phase water, high energy water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what Dr.
I need to walk around either with that or walk around with cones on my head. There's a lot to be said for the tinfoil cups.
Right. Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. We used to have tin hat people here too. Yeah. The same thing. But I've seen where people, they've had pyramids over their heads or copper and they fit them in like a.
There's signs. We've had signs all the way through our life, but we've never noticed it. I mean, look at a witch's hat, you know, a typical how you would draw a witch with a pointy hat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a track.
That's right.
My angle.
Mit den Medbeds und ähnlichen Technologien können wir dann wieder im Alter, in ein Alter von ungefähr, also biologisches Alter von 28, 29 zurückkehren durch die Heilung. Wir könnten also theoretisch auch nochmal Familien gründen, Kinder haben. Und dann meint Luis, man kann sich die Medbetten eigentlich auch selbst bauen, eben durch Pyramiden, die man aufs Bett stellt, also wie so ein Wigwam übers Bett mit Kristallen. Also es heilt, wenn man eben, die Dreiecksform heilt. Und Ted meint, er hat eine nubische Pyramide neben dem Bett stehen aus vier Kupferrohren und auch mit Kristallen drin, und dass er das jetzt ausprobieren wird, wenn er sie sich aufs Bett stellt und da drin schläft. Und in einer antiken Heilungstechnik haben Leute sich also damals immer in Pyramiden begeben, aber man kann auch zum Beispiel ein Glas Wasser in eine Pyramide stellen. Dann entsteht hochenergetisches Wasser, also Vierphasenwasser, und damit kann man auch Wunderheilungen bewirken. Und dann geht es nochmal drum, also das Thema Pyramiden, dass es ja auch Leute gibt, die so pyramidenförmige Hüte oder eben auch Aluhüte auf dem Kopf tragen, und dass im Grunde die Zeichen oder die Zeichen schon immer da waren. Man muss nur hinschauen. Also zum Beispiel ein Hexenhut hat ja auch diese gleiche Form, fast wie eine Pyramide, auf jeden Fall dreieckig.
That's right. Well, I wonder what the people outside in the public would think if you wore that, but I don't know. It'd be fun, but
you think an absolute nut case. No, I don't think I'll do that.
Are people pretty accepting of your work? I mean, have you had problems before of people making fun of you as a psychic, making your work? Or
no. How can I put it? I mean, I get people coming from all walks of life. Even before the lockdown has happened, I root for different cultures, and I've never really had a problem there. No, I've been quite lucky.
That's good.
It's very relaxed where I live, you know. It's a very nice place. It's work. It's the backbone of Britain. It's where the original light bulb, people think it was that other guy, but the original person who developed the light bulb was a Newcastle guy.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah, we are the original steam trains and the, you know, that type of thing.
Wow.
A lot of inventors have come from this area. Mm-hmm. We're the backbone of Britain.
Huh, interesting. Interesting. Do you need, you don't, but just curious. So, if people came to Britain now, they wouldn't need to wear a mask, would they, on the trains or anything? It's all.
No, he's never done it. Even when we had all the hype going on, he never shut the borders down. Everybody was coming in, and no, it's going out. We can only go to certain countries, but coming in, I presume they might. I don't know if they would test them or not. I don't know. But you can come into the country without being vaxxed. That's for true.
Louise, I have to ask you this question, my friend. You time travel. What do you see for like 6 months and 12 months from now, or a couple of years?
Ted fragt als nächstes, ob Louise jemals Probleme damit hatte, dass ihre Arbeit nicht anerkannt wird. Und dann meinte sie, nein, also wo sie wohnt, gar nicht. Die Leute, die zu ihr kommen, sind aus allen Schichten und Kulturen. Und es gab niemals irgendein Problem. Sie war da sehr, hatte da sehr viel Glück. Und wo sie wohnt, das ist sowas wie das Rückgrat von Britannien, von England. Der eigentlich ursprüngliche Erfinder der Glühbirne kommt wohl aus Newcastle, oder auch der die Dampflok erfunden hat. Also es gab viele Erfinder schon immer in der Gegend. Dann wollte Ted wissen, wenn man jetzt also nach England reist, ob man zum Beispiel in Zügen Masken tragen muss oder so. Und dann meinte sie, nee, es hat es eigentlich so nie gegeben. Auch die Grenzen waren immer offen. Und sie weiß nicht genau, wie die Bestimmungen gerade sind. Aber das Problem ist eher für die Engländer gewesen, dass sie eben nur in ganz bestimmte Länder reisen durften. Also sie durften das Land nur mit großen Einschränkungen verlassen. Und die nächste Frage ist jetzt über, Louis reist ja auch in der Zeit, macht Vorhersagen, wie sie die nächsten 6-12 Monate sieht.
6 months from now, so that would be, what month would that be?
I guess that would be, let me see, this is April, October. Oh, and could you give me the winning lottery numbers too, please? Yes.
Now, that's a different thing, you see, because there's only certain things in your life what's faded. The rest is down to the law of attraction. Uh-huh. So if you really want to win the lottery, you will win it. Uh-huh. You can manifest that.
Well, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Now, if you were asking us about if you were going to meet a pretty lady or, you know, go on holiday, I could possibly look into that.
That's fine.
I think it's going to get very, very nasty running up to the midterm elections. I think there's going to be more problems to come. Well, like I said, time's very fluid. They're going to get a lot on Trump. It's the race to the finish line. Who gets there first?
Uh-huh.
It's the race to the finish line. Bless you. There was a lot of dodgy people around Trump who had backstabbed him. So there's a lot of information to come out. It's going to get really crazy.
Well, we still have Dominion voting systems in the United States. I mean, the systems are still not changed. We still have the same corrupt systems. They're not going to be any different. They can still...
It's going to be talked about again, where there's going to be talks of fraud. And it's, I don't think it's ever going to heal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it, with this old system, it's just going to get worse and worse. It's going to get to a pinnacle point. Mm-hmm. I do feel eventually there's going to be like a divide, a massive divide in the Republican Party. I think there's a lot of people on both sides to be exposed. It's tit for tat. Mm-hmm. I will be able to tell more when you're back down to who actually is running on either side. Then I'll be able to tell you more who's going to get in. But there is a timeline of Trump. But if Trump gets in, I'm worried and concerned that he'll not do full term. Something could happen. That's what I'm concerned about.
I see. Would somebody, I know he's had a lot of death threats on him. Would that be one of the things to stop?
Massively so. But when I did my will predictions on Sunday, I felt there was something wasn't feeling quite right. I'm unsure. I keep saying there's a woman. There's a woman who could stand in the White House, unless it's Trump with a woman, which is possible. But I see a woman with blonde hair.
Is that not Hillary, I hope? No, I hope not. God.
Well, we're going to find out eventually. I'm not so sure on that. I don't know if she wants to do it. I mean, she's getting on a bit, isn't she?
Yeah, I know. I think she's dead anyway, so.
Also es geht jetzt so um die nächsten 6 Monate bis ungefähr Oktober. Und Ted meinte dann auf Spaß, ob sie die Lottozahlen verraten könnte. Und dann geht sie darauf ein, ja, dass es eben Sachen gibt, die auf das Schicksal zurückzuführen sind, also faded, und Sachen, die man über die Anziehungskraft herbeiführen kann. Und wenn er im Lotto gewinnen möchte, dann kann er sich das wünschen oder mit Gedanken herbeiführen. Und wenn er jetzt eher wissen wollte, ob er eine hübsche Frau kennenlernt oder in Urlaub fährt, dann kann sie da eher antworten. Genau. Und sie sieht eben, dass es eher schlimmer wird, viele Probleme sein werden. Dass viel an Trump liegt, dass es darauf ankommt, wer als erstes die Ziellinie erreicht. Es gab viele dunkle Wesen um Trump herum. Und Ted meinte nur, naja, solange das Dominion, also Dominion, diese Firma, die die Wahlmaschinen herstellt, solange es dieses Wahlsystem noch gibt, das sich ja wohl nicht viel ändern würde. Sie sieht eine große Spaltung bei den Republikanern, wo es im Grunde darum geht, dass Auge um Auge, Zahn um Zahn, Zahn um Zahn, Tit for Tat. Und in einer Zeitlinie wird tatsächlich Trump dann nochmal Präsident, aber sie hat sehr viel Angst um seine Sicherheit, sollte es so sein, da er ja vielen Morddrohungen ausgesetzt ist oder war. Letzten Sonntag, als sie in die Zukunft geschaut hat, hatte sie die ganze Zeit das Gefühl, dass irgendwas nicht stimmt. Und sie, wie bereits erwähnt, sie sieht immer wieder eine Frau mit blonden Haaren. Ob das dann mit oder ohne Trump ist, ist irgendwie noch nicht klar. Okay.
Anyway.
I mean, they're all getting on a bit. Mm-hmm. They're all getting on a bit. Mm-hmm. You've got to understand, once these younger ones come in, it's going to be a different energy.
Interesting. Do you think it'll be more conciliatory and for a planet that's more harmonious and people want to live in peace rather than the old ways of fighting all the time?
The systems, it's going to get really toxic. I know it's been really toxic, but it's going to get worse. It's like I see the American flag falling and rising again. But this has to happen to bring a middle road in, to bring a different way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it might take a few years, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a woman what's going to stand in that White House.
Isn't interesting? Interesting. Do you think, what about Justin Trudeau in Canada? Nobody likes him in Canada. Do you see
him? I have a weird feeling with him. He's quite robotic, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
weird energy.
Yeah, he's his it was back, I forget when it was. It was some years ago, 16 or 17, when he flew down to Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Really?
Yeah. And then when he came back, he was completely different. And his wife said, "You're not my husband. Who are you?"
Oh, my God. Really? Well,
that's the rumor in Canada I get from friends up in Canada, that he was replaced back then. I don't know. But if you look at pictures of him after 17, you know, before and after 17, 18, completely different guy.
Definitely so. Something's odd about him. Mm-hmm. There's something very odd. I can't put my finger on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know how you get, not everything's going to come out.
Right.
Some people are just going to disappear. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to be told.
Oh, you said that he would disappear?
No, like not everything's going to come out. You know, like I'm not like, I don't see what everybody else says. Like there's going to be all these tribunals and stuff like that where it's all going to be out in the open.
Right.
But some people are just going to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They're going to be told like people have left the earth plane and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like he's one of the last people. Well, it changes. There's a woman to rise within Canada. There's a woman again. There's a very feminine energy what's coming across the whole planet.
Interesting. Okay. Okay, great.
Balance things out.
The leader of the Conservative Party in Canada is quite good. I've seen her speak. And then there's another woman who says she's the Queen of Canada.
Don't believe that.
Okay, I don't either, but I just wanted to share that with you. So, anyway, yeah.
But I mean, you never know, do you? But it's just, I've never really looked into it, but I just didn't get that vibe.
Es geht dann darum, dass wenn die jüngeren Menschen quasi mehr in die Politik reinkommen, dass es dann andere Energien geben wird. Und Ted fragte, ob die dann friedvoller, vergebend sein werden für eine bessere Welt. Und sie meinten, ja, erstmal, also es wird erstmal alles toxisch sein. Also sie sieht die US-Fahne fallen und dann wieder aufsteigen. Und dass das wichtig ist, also dass erst dadurch ein mittlerer Weg gefunden werden kann, quasi die Spaltung zu heilen. Und sie betont nochmal, sie sieht eine Frau im Weißen Haus. Dann geht es um Trudeau, Präsidenten von Kanada. Ted meinte, er hat irgendwie was Robotisches, also was Roboterhaftes. Und erzählt die Geschichte, die in Kanada von manchen erzählt wird, dass um 2016, 17, als er zu Epstein auf die Insel flog, dass er dann verändert wiederkam und eventuell ersetzt wurde und dass sogar seine Frau damals gesagt haben soll, du bist nicht mein Mann. Irgendwas stimmt da nicht. Und sie betont dann aber auch nochmal, dass eben nicht alles ans Licht kommen wird. Also wird nicht alles rauskommen. Manche Sachen werden einfach verschwinden oder auch manche Menschen. Sie sieht nicht, dass Tribunale stattfinden werden. Sie sieht einfach, dass ein paar Sachen einfach in eine andere Ebene verschwinden. Und sieht auch in Kanada eine Frau an der Spitze des Parlaments. Und dass generell auf dem Planeten die feminine Energie steigen wird. Und unter anderem sprechen sie dann auch über eine Frau, also die es eben nicht sein wird, die im Parlament ist, die sich die Königin von Kanada nennt, was aber wohl gefühlt von beiden bestätigt nicht wahr ist, dass sie die Königin von Kanada ist.
But I mean, over here, and I mean, you get a lot of people saying that they should be on the throne, and you've got to understand, there's a lot of illegitimate royals running around. You could have royal blood in you, you know. Nell Gwynne, look at all the kids Nell Gwynne had.
That's true. You just don't know.
You don't know, do you? But I don't get that with that lady, no.
Have you looked at to see when Biden will fall asleep or disappear from the planet or be arrested and executed for crimes against humanity?
I don't see him getting executed.
Okay.
I don't. I just think that I've always had this vision of him like unwell or being taken away on a stretcher or something like that.
I see.
I think that it looks like he's there to stay for a bit. If I do get a flash, I'll let people know. I've got to wait for it to come in.
Sure, right.
But I'm sure I've said that if he leaves, it's through ill health.
Uh-huh.
It's not... I had this vision that he was going to be taken away on a stretcher.
Right.
At the moment, I don't see him going anywhere at the moment.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. There are rumors here that he was already executed 2 years ago. And we've got a clone or some sort of CGI image running around the television or whatever. Yeah.
I don't see that. It's going on, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel it's real him. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel Kilby's the real Kilby.
Mm. Okay.
I just think that things aren't what they seem, and things are going to start to develop and unfold. And it's going to get pretty heated. It's going to have Republicans on their knees before there's a shift with this. Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the American flag's fallen and it's rising again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a hidden energy what's infected America.
Hmm.
Like a dark reptilian energy what's trying to mind control people and twist people and
right.
Trying to use what discernment.
Yeah, I see that a lot here.
Es geht zu dem Thema Königin von Kanada, das ist eben generell auch in England, also es viele uneheliche Angehörige von Königsfamilien gibt. Also Ted könnte im Grunde auch Nachfahre sein oder also königliches Blut in den Adern haben, dass man das nie weiß, dass es eben da sehr, sehr viele gibt. Und ja, auch Gwen auch sehr viele Kinder in die Welt gesetzt hat. Und dann geht es um Biden. Ted möchte, also dass sie nicht sieht, dass er exekutiert wird, wie es viele sehen, sondern sie sieht ihn eher wie auf einer Trage, auf einer Krankentrage aus dem Büro getragen wird. Das wiederholt sie dann auch nochmal. Sie sieht auch nicht, dass er ein Clone ist oder auch Hillary. Also für sie sind die beiden echt. Also Biden und Hillary. Und die Republikaner müssen erst auf den Knien sein, damit sich was ändern kann. Und dann geht es eben nochmal darum, dass viele reptilianische Energien in den USA herumschwirren, die alles verdrehen wollen und kontrollieren. Und ja, dass es eben noch sehr stark ist.